Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
That's just a powerful thing that took place at this Poland Auschwitz, you know, death camp. And you know, that's what repentance looks like, and that's what America needs. But we got to remember the roots, where we came from. And you got to be honest. I mean, you know, talking about being authentic. Mm-hmm. It's like, I know what you're saying because I know what you're about to say, and I think it's great. But then you got to say, but I wasn't a person during that time. How do I integrate this whole thought processes and all? But at least, you know, if the starting point is the cross, then there's hope. There is no hope when you remove God from, you know, God. As a matter of fact, it was declared. Tell us what happened by the Supreme Court.
Very interesting. 1892, the Supreme Court was hearing a case. It was Holy Trinity versus the United States. And they were hearing this case where there was a law in 1885 that Congress had passed. And this was the law, which was pretty surprising. Basically, let me read it to you. It says, contracts to import labor were forbidden by the federal law and especially by the Alien Contractor Labor Law, an act Congress passed in 1885 prohibiting the importation and migration of foreigners and aliens under contract or agreement to perform labor or services of any kind in the United States and its territories in the District of Columbia. So they passed a law that said you couldn't allow foreigners to come work here in the United States.
But this is what we're talking about?
Well, okay. Yeah. Because what happened during this case, a church was wanting to hire an Anglican priest from England to, you know, be their pastor at their church. And the court said, the court of New York said, no, according to this law, you can't hire this minister to, you know, because he's a foreigner. He couldn't come to the United States and work at your church. So they took it all the way to the Supreme Court. And what came out of this court case was that, yes, he was allowed to come to the United States to work, even though this law was passed, because the Supreme Court justice, who actually wrote final statement decision for this case, declared that the United States was a Christian nation. And what he did was chronicled all the history from America. In fact, got some of the stuff that he said was pretty amazing.
Saying this, as you say, let's not get this thing twisted.
That's right.
So this is a Christian nation. The whole point, the reason why the pilgrims came. I mean, it's all been about.
He went from the pilgrims all the way through, and he gave all the history.
Share with a couple.
This is what he says. He says, concluding with an appeal to the Almighty, the custom. He starts talking about the things that are happening in the United States. So he says the custom of the opening sessions of all bodies and most conventions begin with prayer. The prefatory words of all wills start with "In the name of God, Amen." The laws respecting the observance of Sabbath, with general cessations of all secular business and the closing of courts and legislatures and other similar public assemblies on that day, the churches and church organizations which abound in every city, town, and hamlet, and the multitude of charitable organizations existing everywhere under Christian auspices, the gigantic missionary associations with general support and aiming to establish Christian missions in every quarter of the globe, these and many matters which might be noticed add a volume of unofficial declarations to the mass organic utterances that this is a Christian nation.
Wow.
Supreme Court Justice David Josiah
of all
Bremer.
The names, Josiah. I mean, think about it, all the
Bremer.
Names. And Josiah, this is, you think about it, that's the prophetic words that, you know, God's been laying on my heart, that we are Josiah. Mm. And because it's a government by the people and for the people, which means the 537 folks who are elected in Washington, D.C. are not the leaders. They're given the chance to lead. The people choose them to lead. But the 320 million or whatever, that's us. You know, we're responsible for the direction of our country. So really, we are Josiah.
We're the kings.
You know, we are Josiah. And that that we're need to remember where our country came from.
Yeah.
So when people are given, you say, hey, I would like a chance to lead your country or whatever. And it's like, well, do you remember who we are as we're a Christian nation?
And this is different because why is this huge? We and we just aired it for you, and we have that available for you, where the president has said that this is no longer a Christian nation.
But it is, because, you know, just recent statistics, they said that 78% of Americans profess that they are Christian.
Yes.
So 78%, that would be, 12% not, 21, 21. It's a Christian nation. So you'll find out that, you know, some of these Saul Alinsky techniques, you know, that are taught is that, you know, Rules for
Tactics.
Radicals, the trainings that took place, you know, those who are organizing into that methodology is, if you repeat a lie long enough, it becomes truth in people.
Yeah. I think Hitler followed that same premise.
Yes. But he learned it from Goebbels, and Goebbels came from World War One president Woodrow Wilson.
Interesting.
Yeah, Woodrow Wilson. Goebbels is the one that, you know, that
propaganda master.
Yes, and they hired him to go do videos and stuff for Hitler. So a lot of evil has been sent out from, you know, and eugenics and all was learned from America and Sanger and all those different things that was going on. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.